Hey guys, I'm Lance Carter from Daily Actor. Happy Endings premiered last April to some modest ratings, but the show wasn't guaranteed a slot on ABC's fall season. When the network finally announced that the show was coming back, it kind of posed a problem for one cast member. Damon Wayans Jr. went off and got himself another role on Fox's hit comedy New Girl. That's all worked out now, the character on New Girl moved out, and Damon made sure to tell us that he preferred to be on Happy Endings. Wayans and his on-screen wife Eliza Coop talked to me in a conference call about the pickup, shooting an R-rated comedy for a network, and if they ever wanted to try a dramatic role. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. And now, here's Damon and Eliza.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up, Lance?
Hey, so you guys are both, I guess, major names or known for comedy. Are you both auditioning or pursuing dramatic roles?
I definitely am. I'm not auditioning at the moment, this moment, like, because I'm on a phone call with you, but...
There are sides in your hand. As soon as you hang up, you'll be going into a room.
I'm outside of an audition room right now to do King Lear again. I would love to do, you know, a dramatic comedy, you know, all of that. It all interests me. You know, at some point I want to do my monster like Charlize Theron, so I'm buckling up for that.
Oh, and now it's on me? I'm not really auditioned for anything dramatic yet. You know, take my time with that. Kind of enjoying the comedy. Mm-hmm. And, unless I do some weird indie, you know, like Gummo, I'm gonna...
Mm-hmm.
But I'm totally gonna do something super weird, you know.
But, I can help you out with that.
Are you surprised by the success of the show, or did you have a feeling it would be a hit?
I think that given the fact that all the odds seemed to be against us in the beginning of season one, I kind of thought it would go. Although, it did chop off all my hair, thinking it wasn't going to go, so maybe that actually helped.
This question is actually for Damon. I know that your character wasn't officially, like, you know, just written off of New Girl. You just sort of were taken out of the picture so that you moved out. Do you think that there's a chance that you might make a cameo on the show?
I doubt it. I don't think that will happen. But I have, you know, good luck to that. I don't think that I'm going to be on it.
Again. Okay. Just, you don't want to be on it, or just...
I mean, it's, you know, I want to be on Happy Endings.
Okay. Want to keep it with Happy Endings?
I want to keep it happy.
Damon, what is it about the Wayans family that produces so many funny people? And if, like, you know, the previous generation hadn't done comedy, if they were a family of dentists or mechanics or pro tennis players, would you have gone into that instead of being an actor in a... comedian?
None of those jobs are appealing to me. The ones you need. Like, I would never be a tennis player. I'd never be a mechanic. Never. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, everybody's pretty funny in my family. It's just who's going to take that next step, you know? Who's going to take that leap, you know, and into the audition rooms and just slowly get, you know, more and more insecure in life. Just, that's what happens when you become an actor. You just get more and more insecure. Did you like that? Is that okay? So it's like whoever wants to deal with that for the rest of their life and potentially go up all of, like, half my family.
Just listening, knowing some of your previous work and just listening to you here on the call, obviously you guys have done edgy, you know, very edgy stuff. You're not shy. You like to have a good laugh at all sorts of different stuff. I'm wondering, with you and your other cast members, working on a network sitcom, obviously there are things that you can do and can't do. Have you ever found that constricting or frustrating that you have to walk that line between what can air in prime time? Because obviously you guys are not shy and really have no limits when you're just being yourself.
Oh, it's always frustrating.
Go Coop.
Go Coop.
Okay. It's hard because I try every single episode. I show up in at rehearsal naked, and they just they're not into it. And I'm like, I want to keep, you know, I feel like Jane wants to be naked, and they don't seem to go with that. So, but you know what? I'm going to just keep trying because I think one of these days ABC is going to say, yeah, yes, you can do full frontal.
And I'm okay with you doing it every time because I, you know, no matter what, at least I get to see that, you know?
So,
yeah. No, it's definitely, you know what's funny about our show is, like, we shoot probably a rated R show, and then you get to see that. Like, we shoot, like, takes, you know, that are written on the script, but then we do our own stuff almost all the time. Mm. And so we get, like, a whole different show, so they just kind of pick and choose what they want. But it's definitely nowhere near what we actually shoot. We shoot crazy things.
Yeah, I'm always surprised when we go in and do ADR. Like, you know, I know what was happening and the way we ended the scene, and then they have to, you know, clean it up for ABC, which is you know, it's a good thing because I think we might be in jail. we let what we wanted to have air.
I've got a few questions. First of all, Elijah, do you own Community as a device president's vanguard?
And I have a question for you.
Are you underwater?
Are you underwater? I was just wondering. Are you in a 6-foot floor now? Like, what technology do you have?
Are you in a submarine?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, it sounds a lot better.
All right, my microphone stopped working outside. All right, Eliza, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, you were on Community as a loving trust for Abed and one of the vice president's bodyguards.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any plans for you to return to that role, or has your character moved on to some other...
I think the writers at Community have moved on from my character. I'm pretty sure they. I don't know. I don't know if that was... I would love to go back on. I had a really good time, and I really liked that character. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Shame.
I know it is. You can call them.
And Damon, this is actually I found this role to be pretty interesting as far as an African American character goes, because oftentimes when you see a black male role, he's very sort of macho, and then Brad is very different in that he embraces his sort of feminine side. Was that part of what drew you? Character?
Not necessarily drew me to the character. It was basically kind of like, it just started slowly happening. It wasn't like my character was supposed to be like a straight, you know, kind of a straight guy. Not as opposed to homosexual. Straight, like, kind of a guy who doesn't make jokes. But I couldn't help myself, so it kind of was like, it was like a take on that character, like, you know, a black guy who's not necessarily the macho type, you know?
Right.
So, he's just kind of been embracing that and running with it. So, I'll probably have some heels on next episode. Just walk around with the heels. They just catches me with, like, in the shower wearing heels. Like, why are you wearing my heels in the shower?
Is there a lot of improv on the set at all?
Is there any improv?
No, none. There's tons of improv. That's like kind of what I like about coming to the show. You know, every week it's like, hey, we shoot like 12 to 15 hour days, but as long as you get to like, that's what keeps me going. I don't hate my job. Is we get to say whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
And they choose whether or not they're going to use it, but at least we get to, you know, there's a lot of shows on ABC that don't get to do that at all. So I'm happy about that.
And what about when you first got involved with the show, what about it really got you excited?
My audition got me excited for it. When I went in and I auditioned in front of David Cass, the creator of the show, and I walked in there and the first thing he said to me was, F around. And he used the real bad word when he said it.
Right.
So I just go in and I got to do whatever I wanted. I didn't even have to really stay on script. So I love that. And that's when they fall in love with the show.
Yeah. I have to say the same thing. It was really great to be able to go in and, you know, I my character, I had to audition with the ending monologue of the first episode, the pilot episode, and it was really fun to, when they were just like, yeah, when David Cass was like, you can just, you know, put in your own words, say it how you would say it, and I basically, you know, did a soliloquy at that point, made it really long, and did my own thing, but it was really fun to just have that freedom.
Are there any similar characteristics between the characters you guys play and in your real life?
I don't know, I'm kind of a positive guy. Brad seems like a positive guy. He likes to laugh a lot and doesn't really take anything too serious. And I think I'm like that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Jane is incredibly neurotic and a bit of a neat freak, and I'm definitely that. It just manifests itself a little bit differently. And Jane really is very put together, clothing and hair-wise, and I'm not that. I'm a bit of a mess. Right now, currently, I'm wearing sweatpants that may not have been washed in this year.
I dressed up for my interview. I'm wearing a tie. Well, I'm just wearing a tie, just a tie, and toe socks. Can you handle it?
I can't. I just took my pants off thinking about that.
Listen to the shake. No, I'm kidding.
No, I heard it.
You're listening. You're listening. You're like, hey, can I hear anything?
Everybody quiet. Everybody quiet. Ooh, it's, I like the sound.
I was actually going to ask you about your off-camera chemistry, but I mean, I'm sure everyone else can tell that y'all have a pretty close bond. So, like, it's awesome the way y'all connect and have that bond off-camera.
All right,
that's pretty great. Like, we definitely do, and actually the whole cast does. We all
really
take
cool
naps together.
Yeah.
Take naps in one sleeping bag. Is that right?
We bathe together. Bubble bath, right? All of us. No bubbles, so we can see everything. No bubbles.
No bubbles.
Everything.
And it's usually in a sink.
Yeah, definitely a sink. It's like a little bird bath. We just splash each other's genitals.
We do. It's so fun. So fun.
I love my cat.
Are there any difficulties or challenges playing an interracial couple?
Not for me. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like our characters just don't see that. I mean, we make jokes about it just because we know society society thinks, but when it comes to our relationship, I don't think we see that at all. And
right.
We just love each other. And in real life, that's what it is as well.
Mm-hmm.
To me, at least to me. She could be a raging racist. I have no idea. But
she
plays it off really well.
Thanks, guys, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.